Hey, this is Sam.
Hey Sam, this is Mike again.
Hey Mike. Yes.
All right. So, yes. Sorry about that. I'm dealing with some.
No, no, I do
issues
understand
here.
That.
All right. So let's go back to the document here.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would like to do is discuss about the planning. I have a flow chart that I've put together, and I believe you have a flow chart too as well, correct?
Did you send new thing?
No, I didn't send it to you yet.
I have only just what document that you shared with me.
Okay, so let's describe what we're going to have.
Uh-huh.
So we were talking about, let me open up this document here. Bear with me. And open this one up too. All right, so we have, I'm looking at a layout of items. So we have a header, right? And we're going to have an image in the header.
Hello. Are you with me?
Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh.
So do you have a document where you describe or you fill out for customers?
The website waveform, I have it. Mm-hmm. Let's just see Jimmy fill out that form.
No, I'm besides that form, do you have a document that you guys have internally to describe a project?
That is our own internal platform where we describe all the things to the developer. But you go ahead in which section or in which tab of what you are talking about. So according to that, I can make some notes for you, and then I will forward that notes to my developers.
Here, let me hold on. You know, let's do this here. I'm just disappointed that I got to do all this work. I am. I am so disappointed, Sam. And I'm trying to keep things going with you. Hold on. Let me send this to you right now. Okay, where's that at? Let's delete that and let's get this one. All right, so let's attach this. All right, I just sent you a text document.
Yeah, I have it now.
All right, let's review that, please.
Sure. Header with image panel request a code, get report, track shipment, tracking, login, customer account, customer view, and OSV document. Drop header over size, overweight, partial warehousing. Okay, page drop down, logistic drop down. Track less than okay, facial services. Okay, like let's go to carrier drop down, carrier settings. Okay, gotcha. Alright, so we can.
This is incomplete.
This is incomplete
right here. What I have right here is not finished.
Nowhere near done.
But my point is, what I'm trying to drive home is that this is what should have, something similar to this should have been developed on your part with the company, so we have an understanding and it is able to work with a timeline. Now, I'm not sure what's going on with the company, what your procedures are. Something like this is so rudimentary. It's a standard to have. If you talk to a customer and the customer's like, yeah, I want all this stuff right here, you should be developing that into a format just like this. This is an easy, simple flow chart that gives a description of what goes on in the site. What you provided to me has nothing. It doesn't even. Like this barely touches the detail on what's going on in each page. I'm still developing this. I'm not complete with this. Now, what's frustrating for me is that I had to take the time to go and do this. I should not have done this. We should have received this from you. This is why we're upset. This is the problem that we're having. Would you say this is pretty detailed? Or not detailed enough?
Yes, this is according to the section by section, it's little detailed, right? You're right.
It's not. It's almost there. It's not complete.
Yes, it's almost there, but
Go ahead. What were you asking? How much?
I know. I'm saying the footer is not complete. As you saying that it's not there.
Yeah, I still need to work on it. I still need to add a few things. But this is what you should be giving to us. This is what should be in the timeline. Sam and Jesse have no idea what you're building for them. They have no idea. That little template that you sent with that website, with the demo, this has more detail than the demo. What I would like to do is I'd like to focus on this document. On the bottom it says technology.
Mm-hmm.
So what it, I got TQL tracks and data integration and visibility.
Mm-hmm.
That right there is going to be the API.
Okay.
So in that section, the API needs to be defined.
Okay, so it only comes from API, gotcha.
So what I would like you to do is between today and tomorrow, I'd like you to go ahead and describe that. Describe the API process with the tracks. And use the tracks as a guide point. So what I'm going to do is between today and tomorrow, I'm going to go ahead and finish filling out this document, this workflow.
Okay.
And then I'll present it back to you. So this gives you a time between today and tomorrow to start working out the metrics for the API.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. But I have a few questions on that. So far,
sure.
We have all of that, right? Let's start from the top. Header.
Sure.
On the header right now, you are mentioning with image panel, request a code, get a code button, and track shipment. And then the shipment menu there is having a login, customer account. And under the login would be the customer account, and customer can create an account. And they can view their invoice and view document and track their shipment. View invoice
Correct.
And view document. So they can able to generate the invoice, or you will guys generate an invoice and you will upload them in the customer account?
Hold on 1 second for me. Okay, I'm sorry. What were you asking me now? The invoices, so what's going to happen is we will be, if a customer has an invoice,
uh-huh.
We want to upload the invoice to their account. Okay? So that description, those metrics, I still need to describe them. So even with the banner and where everything is going to go, I still need to describe where that stuff is going to go. So we're still, all that stuff, this is just, I just gave this to you so you can at least have something, at least have an idea of a ground plan, of a ground game plan that we're putting together. So every, just like TQL, this header is, if we go to the TQL website, you'll see the comparison. So these right here, the header, these are just links that are in the header banner, all the way down to contact. So what I would like to do is I would like you to review TQL.com,
uh-huh.
And you'll be able to see the comparison. I want to describe these a little bit more in detail
uh-huh.
for a better understanding for you. So you will have that tomorrow.
Right. So on the TQL.com, right, they're having track sort of similar request document. Okay. So I need to understand this part, view invoicing. You are saying you will able to upload those invoices in customer accounts, so customer can view those invoices. Am I right? From the back
end. So what we're looking for is we need the ability for a customer to upload a file, for us to upload a file.
Okay.
So we would like to upload the file to the customer's account. So within the customer's account, they're able to upload a file.
Okay, so client has also option to upload the files for you.
No, the customer does not have the ability to upload the file. We have with the ability to upload the file because eventually that's going to be automated. It's going to be manually now, but it will eventually be automated.
Yes, and simply what happened in your backend having an option like all the customers, once you click on the customer, they have a profile, and there is an option to upload the invoice or any document. Am I right? So the customer can open their dashboard and see there. They will log in and they can see invoice and whatever the document you have uploaded. They can review that.
Yes, we won't give them the ability to upload. They won't.
Mm-hmm.
We'll only have the ability to upload their file. So any invoice that is created, we will take that and manually upload that to that customer's account.
Okay.
that is only going to work for so long because of the of the accounts currently, you know, of the overflow. So if we can't have the ability now, which we could discuss about having that ability, but that is something that we're definitely going to need to have a customer being able to update their account. Excuse me one second, Tim. Hello? Yes. Sure. Give me about 5 minutes. Sorry about that. So, but currently right now, we want to be able to upload the invoices for the customer and the customers be able to view their documents. So if a customer also has a shipment, they will be able to use the API to track their shipment as well.
Okay, got you. No problem. And
I will describe this all out. And that's why this document's not complete.
Okay.
So I will help you. I'll help you with the description of what we're looking for.
Okay. And underneath having a drop trailer, overseas, partial weight, is this the form for the track their shipment, or is this that you want?
Say that again.
Under the track their shipment, you mentioned the points like drop trailer, overseas, partial, warehousing.
Yes, and any BOL number that they put in will pull up where that shipment comes from.
That's basically the track
so
shipment. Once we will integrate the API key, so it automatically is done, right? They can put anything.
Yes. Once you add the key, they'll be able to look at any from any company from anywhere.
Yep.
From UPS to FedEx to Warner to us to TQL.
That's it. MAS banners, right? And now, under the there will be the contact us, okay? And now the top menu bars, like pages menu. The first menu.
So this is just the header.
Header, right? Uh-huh.
This is just inside the header, just like in TQL. So when you go to TQL for the pages, they have the drop down for logistical services, special services.
Uh huh.
Do you see that?
Yes, I see it. I just opened it, and they're having a link pages. So in the link pages, having a forms there, the complete details. Gotcha.
Yes. So on that page, they'll be able to request a quote as well. Just
yes,
similar as much as we have for TQL.
So you want the link page should be a similar, same as TQL?
Yeah. We want all the, because all those pages, they're going to link back. That's going to help us with SEO. You know, everything is linked, and the more pages we have is, you know, that's the whole goal of the site is to generate information.
So we can do one thing.
Sure.
We can make a similar flow as TQL on our website, on our theme. What do you think?
Yes.
You want a similar thing, same as a TQL. So I will go ahead and I can say 95 or 96%. I will make a similar site on our theme. I'm not using their theme elements. I'm not using that, but I will go ahead and make a 95 or 96% similar as TQL on our own team. What do you think? With our colors, with our other stuff.
Yes. And we can make it similar. We don't want to make the same thing, but we want to make it similar.
Yeah, they're similar like whenever you open your website. So you can see your own colors, your website own colors, and your pictures and your content there. But the flow of the site is similar.
Yes, just like TQL. Yes, yes.
Okay.
And that's basically how all those sites are. They're all basically the same cookie cutter.
The blue one.
That flow. Yes, that flow.
Uh huh. Okay, and request a code. Okay, you are mentioning here after the drop down menu, there's a request a code, then a carrier section, having a get carrier setting up FAQs.
What is that beep?
For what?
I hear a beep.
No.
It's okay. Let's keep talking. Keep talking. It seems like that's okay. See, right there. I just heard it right there. That might be, yeah. All right. So what were you referring to now? What were you asking about?
Carriers, right? So on the carriers, the drop-down would be carrier settings, UAP, and FAQ. These three options.
We're gonna have an FAQ. The carriers setting you up, and FAQ. That's for the carriers. So when the carriers have their own ability to have information about their about onboarding with us and setting up, and then they'll be able to go right and click a link to go and fill out a form that they will be able to upload their information to us for them to set up their accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So the carrier, and I need to describe that too as well. That's why everything is incomplete. The carrier will have the ability to create an account, upload his documents, and once he does that, that comes to us in an email, as well as a account creation.
So carrier space is simply a job posting page, right, where you can post your jobs, and they can want to apply on that job. They will fill out the form along with the resume, and you can get all the
Not really. We're not really looking to post a job. We're looking to have the carrier sign up and create an account. So he's got an account tracked by his email.
Uh-huh.
He's able to enter all his address, his phone number, all that information, and I'll give you all those metrics on that. What's needed for the account. So once he does that, he puts all his information, he's able to upload some documents, like his insurance.
Uh-huh.
So once he uploads that information, that goes to his account.
Okay.
The carrier is the only one that's able, has uploading features for their account. The regular customers don't.
Okay, so basically that is carrier page should be a form-based page, right, where they fill out the form completely, and then you will get that information at your email.
But they also need to upload in that form, they need the ability to upload documents.
Yes, definitely, the uploading thing is going to be there.
Yes.
And
yes.
Next thing is that setting you up, what is that?
Setting you up, just like on TQL's page, we're going to describe it different. It's basically giving them the information that they need about us, and as well as providing information for them to sign up and to drive them to the sign up.
So basically, that is based also based on the form.
Form and content.
Gotcha. And
similar to TQL.
Okay.
And the FAQ is just random questions stuff we'll give.
Yes. Okay. If you will go with similar with TQL, so TQL having a little video as well between the content from their CEO.
Yes.
So should I put the stock video there for now? Or you don't
Put the what there?
Okay, let's do one thing, because at this moment we will discuss like this, so it will be more difficult. So let's make it simple. I will go ahead and make it a similar site as TQL 95 or 96%. I will make it similar, and then I will show you, And from those things, what section do you want? What section you don't want it? So I will remove those step by step. So we can, in this way, we can filter out the section, which is required and which is not. What do you think?
Well, I thought we're just using TQL as a guide.
Uh-huh.
Why do we have to? I don't need to clone TQL.
Uh-huh.
I'm not looking to clone TQL. We want our site different, but we want that flow. We want that same message, that similar content. Not the same content, but similar. That's why I'm going to provide the content.
Uh-huh.
So
no problem.
Look, let's do this. Let me finish working on this workflow.
Uh-huh.
And get that back to you tomorrow, between today and tomorrow.
Okay, no issue with that. All right, and for a meantime, what I can do, from the top part, I've been much clearer. The drop-downs has been much clearer to me. And career drop-down, what move, about this drop-down, contact us drop-down, right? So it's much clearer to me. So I will go ahead and start making those drop-downs for you to have what we can, make it. And inner pages, like a link pages for the services, I will go ahead and make those as well. I will start making those. And we will try step by step. And in the meanwhile, you will complete this document. So much of the work, we will definitely complete what you think.
Over the next 2 days, I would like to have a couple meetings, but I'd like to have this all clarified by Thursday afternoon.
Sure.
I'd like to have everything worked out, everything described. I'm gonna get back to you tomorrow with a more descriptive document here.
Uh-huh.
Then we can move forward and be able to work this out. You building a site similar to TQL is like working backwards, and I'm starting to feel uncomfortable with that. What I developed right here is pretty much an outline and our description of what we have. And Sam, we don't want the same thing as TQL.
Uh-huh. I do understand.
So if you build the site like TQL, similar to it, it's not going to be what our design is.
No, it will not be cloned. I'm just talking about the flow that as it was before. The design should be our. The design and the environment should be our. I'm just taking it as a reference of the TQL according to this. So I will not be cloned the site. So make sure.
Have you guys developed anything more than the PHP site?
Yes, definitely.
Like any ASP or .NET Nuke, .Nuke stuff, C++?
On ASP.NET, we have one or two sites we develop because it depends on the customer requirements. If customer wants a site on the ASP.NET, then we will develop. Otherwise, we develop on PHP. Hmm?
I want to be honest with you. The success of this website is important.
Yes.
To make it happen is important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I have to start over, I will.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to.
But
I'm feeling uncomfortable right now, Sam. I want to be honest.
The requirements as we have discussed so far, right? I understand your requirements, right? And I'm definitely confident on that. I will provide you that thing. So you don't need to worry about the thing, you will get it or not. I'm sure about that, you will get it. And whatever the discussion we had, and whatever the discussion we will do it, I will provide you all the things.
what I would be more happy with is you addressing what my concerns are and having an understanding what I'm feeling. And I was kind of harsh on you yesterday, and it seemed Jimmy was harsh on you too as well. And I don't want to be perceived as a harsh person. I'm very demanding, but I don't want to do that. And I'm trying to be I'm trying to be fair and courteous to you. The only reason why we haven't stopped is because of our deadline that we're on.
I do understand.
But I am starting to put that aside and thinking about starting over with another company. For me to go ahead and put this time that I'm putting in to you and describing everything, even with this workflow and the flow chart and the timeline, I don't have time to work on this. I don't have time to put that together. I'm taking enough time out of my day to go ahead and make it where I'm trying to progress the website and also do my job. And I'm starting, just even from our conversation, how it's turning, I'm feeling less confident right now, and I'm being honest. And what I would like you to do for me is I'm going to continue to work on this document, but I would like you to help build my confidence up between today and tomorrow.
I really would, Sam.
I really, truly would. I would like you to understand what my concerns are, what Jimmy's concerns are, and not just what you can do to fix it. And one last thing. When you say, hey, look, let's do this, let's do that, we're not addressing the problem. And that is adding to the frustration. It's like, okay, we're creating a solution, but we're not addressing any of the problems or concerns. So what I'd like to do is maybe over between today and tomorrow, we think about that and try to rehash that.
I can make you more confident on that, right? And because I am too confident to provide you all the things, whatever you have concern, right? And in the future, whatever you will be, I will definitely fulfill those requirements and make your business successful. I promise to you. So because it seems like you are a little, not confident on that, think if this website will be successful from our hand or not, but I can promise you, and I'm giving you more confidence, like you can just share all the concerns with me. I will definitely understand, and whatever you had shared with me, I understood those things. And now I'm promising with you, then I will go ahead and make this website successful, and you will more than happy. Right now, I do understand you're a little quite, it's not that much confident on this side, on me, but I'm just make sure to you, once the website develops, you will more happy. You will happy. And you will more satisfied. I'm damn sure about that. But
what about the concerns that I'm addressing?
Yes.
Like those concerns were not even being addressed at all. That's the problem.
I'm addressing those concerns as well. That's why I mentioned you. I understood that thing, and I will put all the things for you and your all your concerns as well. That's why I mentioned this.
What most likely is going to happen is we're going to. Over the next couple of days is really going to dictate on what we're doing and how we're moving forward, if we are going to move forward. And what I'd like to do is give you that opportunity to do that. I'd like to give you an opportunity to come through. I'm being honest. But as it stands right now, I'm not confident at all. And I want to give you an opportunity to give me that confidence. And that's why I'm suggesting tomorrow
we pick this back up tomorrow with another meeting and discuss the changes that I provided to you, and you have some information on that on the API side. You know, if you between today and tomorrow, if you focus on that and that development, I think that would go a long way in securing my confidence with me moving forward, with us moving forward.
Definitely, no problem. I do understand
so,
that.
So,
go ahead.
What I'll do is I will go ahead and finish giving you the layout design, the flow chart. We'll go ahead and edit the timeline and come back and revisit the timeline. And then what we'll do is we'll go ahead and be in the situation where we're actually gaining some ground than not. Because right now we're not – today is not – we haven't gained any ground today. Like just in our meetings and just how things have progressed, we made very little progress, and that's the concerning part. I can't have tomorrow be the same way. Tomorrow can't there has to be some type of progression between today and tomorrow, and that's why I would like you to mainly focus on the API aspect with the tracks. With that implementation, if you can work on that implementation and present that to me tomorrow, if you work on that for the rest of the day and present that to me tomorrow, that would be great, a great deal.
I will try my best to present you all the things like what we have discussed regarding the site. And
I'm not worried about what we discussed, everything. What I'd like to do is focus on the API structure. Those metrics have to be defined. I can easily define those metrics, but it's not my job to do. I don't have the time. I have so much other things that I'm taking care of for me to go ahead and write that up. That's why I'm looking for you to do that. The confidence level that we have is very low, and I am trying to help develop more confidence for you to give me more confidence. That's what I'm trying to do. I shouldn't even be doing this, is my point.
Okay.
I'm at a point right now where I'm like, it's okay, we're done. And I'm trying to save this. If we can't solve this between today and tomorrow, we're done. I want to make sure we have that understanding.
What I will do, like for the tomorrow meetings, right? I will find out something for you about the tracking system and things and other APIs things, and I will share with you as well. We can talk on those things. What do you think?
Yes, that is what is needed. I would appreciate you doing that, because that goes a long way with showing me with you giving me a good faith.
Uh-huh. So for the thing, what I will do, I will go ahead and start researching and go to the production as well to get some details in the API key, tracking ship and API key, and I will share with you, and then we will talk on it in detail. That's fine.
All right. So what we'll do is we will connect tomorrow at
API.
I'll give you some time to get in the office. Let's set up for 2 p.m. tomorrow. Let's set up a meeting for 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Great.
And we'll that'll give you some time to work on what you need as well as today. And because I want to at least give you some time for you to work out those metrics. Does that sound okay?
All right. At 2 p.m., we'll hear with you as well about the tracking thing, and we will go from there then. This tomorrow meeting part would be to discuss the API key. That's it, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, tomorrow we're. It's not the only thing we're going to discuss. I want to see what metrics you put. I want to see what documentation you put together for it. Then we can review it, and then we can see at that point if we are going to move forward.
Sure, no problem with that. So what I will do? Let me repeat myself. I will do some research, right, and I will find out the best API keys for you, best API providers for you, right, and I will get some details from the prediction as well regarding the tracking shipment API, and then I will share with you all the things, right, tracking shipment API, like who are the providers and how they will provide us and how we will do and when we will go ahead and integrate that API into the system. Okay.
All right. Hopefully this is, hopefully we can make some headway with this. This would be great.
So far, and as far as concerned about the document that you mentioned that you will be completed, so will you complete this document till tomorrow or day after?
Yeah, I'll have it complete for you tomorrow so we can move forward with that.
Sure, no problem. I will be waiting for you until tomorrow at 2 p.m. We will discuss further.
And I'll give you a call.
You will? Okay, that's fine. So you will give me.
Yeah, I will call you. Yes.
Okay. And one more thing, a last thing. I think this is a requesting thing. As you mentioned to me yesterday, you got me on, like you harsh on me and Jimmy harsh on me. I believe Jimmy is still harsh on me and he is asking me that why the meeting is. I believe you read out that email. Send it to me. Thank you.
I'm sorry, you were breaking up. Can you repeat that? You're saying Jimmy asked?
No, Jimmy just, like, at 10:54 a.m., he sent me an email, like, why the meeting pushed up.
Yeah. He wasn't aware of that. He wasn't aware of that at all. So, don't worry. Everything is fine. I talked to him about it. So, everything is okay. So, we're on the path right now, and let's stay on this path, and let's move forward. That'd be great.
Great, that's great, that's great. No problem. Okay, so let's meet tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Is this, are you recording this line?
This is a recorded line, yes. Actually, this is a company business line, so all business lines are recorded. Yep.
Well, what it does, it constantly beeps. There's a constant beep. And I don't know if you should look into that. But it's kind of, if I'm talking, like right now, it just beeps again. If I'm talking, it beeps over what I'm saying, and the same thing for you. So, all right, I'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.